It's shaped something like that when you look down on top of it. But it's made out of sweet bread now. It tastes
as
sweet.
That's an old, but it's just some, what you call them, crackers, but, I don't know what you call it.
What would you do if you walked into the store and wanted one? What would you say?
I asked the lady. Say, lady, I want. She showed it to me.
Oh, she would. Without knowing what you were saying.
Yeah. Not knowing what I'm saying, but on old cracker belly, you know, you got something in there. What? That girl, she's an old cracker with a hole. It was big. I can't think of the name.
What that donut?
Yeah, donut. That's what I thought that meant.
All right. What do you call, now, is there any difference between the same kind of looking bread that's made with yeast and made with baking powder? Is there any difference to you? If one of them's made with yeast and one of them's made with baking powder, does it make any difference? Do you call them anything different?
I don't call them a rabbit, some of them baking, but I eat bread, white bread.
Uh-huh, I see. What do you call round flat cakes that are made with a batter? You pour out the batter into the skillet and it.
I like them.
What do you call those?
I call them batter cakes.
Batter cakes.
That's what I call them.
I'm getting into the good subjects with him now. I think. What do you call the meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
I call that just. He's the butcher, I ain't no able to do it now. I call that to get away. A side hog for that timber out. You know what, timber line? Put that in that side of that big piece of that big.
And what do you call it?
I call it, let's see.
You said, what'd you say just a minute ago? Fat bacon, is that what you call it?
No, you take that timber line out of that side, you see. Of that big sausage. Take that. And that, fat bag, I guess.
Alright.
Get away, Fish.
Get away, Frankie. Get away now. Get away.
What do you call the pressed meatloaf that's made out of hog jowls and his head and everything else? It's kind of, it's shaped up into a loaf and cooked and it's made out of all those different parts.
How about South Meat?
Alright. You know something? I have that, and just about everybody I've asked calls it souse meat, and they don't have that here. Just about everybody. What do you call the center of a cherry, that hard part that's in the center of a cherry?
Cherry.
Yeah, a cherry. What do you call the hard part of that's the center of a peach? You know, the real hard, you know, you can eat the fleshy part,
oh,
the sweet part, but what's that hard part that you... That you can't eat.
Not at all.
You don't call it a seed or a pit. What about a peach? You have several different kinds of peaches. You know, what do you call the kind of peach that whose meat clings to the sticks to the seed? In other words, it sticks to the center part of it. In other words, when you...
It's Albert.
As a matter of fact, I think you're right. But what do you use that in general? Do you call it a cling or a clingstone peach? You ever heard that used?
I said a clearstone.
A clearstone, is that what you...
Well, I've been clearstone.
Uh-huh.